play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
What a pleasure it is to be back with you for Galesburg High School boys basketball alongside Steve Cheeseman, Brad Benowitz with you, Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. We've got the starting lineups for game one going on. The Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin Cyclones were just announced. Let's go down to public address announcer Brent Zorny for tonight's Galesburg starting lineups.
Joan Scott, Edith, and Joe Vespa. And now, your starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At guard, a 6'1 sophomore, number 3, Dre Egyptiago. At forward, a 6'1 sophomore, number 15, Alex Egyptiago. At guard, a 6'4 senior, number 20, Riley Milan. At forward, a 6' junior, number 23, Eric Price. And at forward, a 6'6 senior, number 34, Jalen McCants. The Streaks are coached by head coach Ryan Hart, assisted by Steve Hawkins and Chad Thompson.
Our thanks to Brent Zorny, public address announcer, in place of Jeff Lamb for at least the first couple of weeks of the season. And we're pretty confident Jeff is home listening, and Jeff's gone through a little bit of a health concern, to put it mildly, but we're all optimistic that things are going to work out for the best, and we'll be excited to have Jeff back here at the PA spot somewhere in about mid-December.
So absolutely, best Brad. Look forward to Jeff getting back here. He does a super job.
Silver Streaks win the tip, and we're underway with a 2019-2020 boys basketball season. And Eric Price in the left low post on a feed from the outside for McCants, and the Streaks score first against the Cyclones.
Couldn't have threw that up any better. Very smooth, good crispness, good rhythm, and got a layup out of it.
Kyle Ingram on the top. He's a 6'7 senior. Lost a handle on the ball, bats it before it goes out of bounds. Streaks let it go on the tip, back inbounds, and the Streaks force a turnover on the Cyclones' opening possession.
First two possessions, very, very good. Great intensity, great focus. Obviously, that's something we want to maintain, and we'll take a look at.
Eric Price across midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Bad pass up top, stolen away at midcourt. Andrew Schluter at the other end with a layup, and it ties the ball game. So both teams with a turnover early in the ball game, and we're tied at two. Price back across midcourt. McCants sets a screen, skips it left side over to Dre Egyptiago. Wide open three, got it, and the Streaks are on top 5-2. Well, there's one of the sophomores who the Silver Streaks are hoping for big things from on the varsity level, between Dre and Alex Egyptiago, both in the starting lineups here tonight.
They're two talented kids, and they bring a lot of different skills, especially to the offensive end.
Ingram with it on the outside. Up top to Isaiah Thompson, a 6-foot junior. To the right side, Schluter, who had the layup. Pull-up jumper from the baseline. Missed it. Rebound tip to Riley Milan. Streaks on the break into the front court. McCants with a jump stop. Left side. Knocked off balance. Gets the shot up. Falls off the front of the rim. But he gets fouled, and he'll go to the line shooting two.
I like how we... Early here, we have tried to be very aggressive offensively. There, Jalen tried to get right to the rim. He was strong with it and going to have two free throws as a result of it.
Foul on Andrew Schluter. First on either team. We're just a minute and a half into the game. 5-2 Silver Streaks. And Jalen McCants to the free throw line where he shot 58%, just under 58% of the season last year, and knocks down his first free throw to give the Silver Streaks a four-point lead. Coach Ryan Hart was complimentary of this team as it's been shooting free throws during practice. He likes what he sees. Let's see if it carries over to the court. And it does for the first two, knocked down by McCants, 7-2 Galesburg. 6:30 to go here in this opening quarter. Nearly stolen away by McCants. He bats it out of bounds off the hands of Ingram up the near sideline. And it's out of bounds against the Cyclones back to the Silver Streaks.
Got the hand in the passing lane, and I think that that certainly disturbed the vision there of the Sacred Heart Griffith player, and we got a turnover out of it.
Silver Streaks sophomores lost the opener 58-43 to Springfield Sacred Heart Griffith. Thanksgiving tournament really will get underway Friday here at the old gym. Inlet pass, McCants got around his man up and in, and he has four. Streaks lead 9-2. Four for McCants, three for Drea Gypsyaku, two for Eric Price, and the Streaks are hot shooting here in the early going. 2 minutes gone here in this first quarter. On the left side, Sam Antonacci up top to Ingram, drives left side, down to the baseline, up and in with a runner. And that snaps the little Galesburg run. Cyclones within five.
We gave up the dribble drive there, and that's something that we did a little bit last year, and that's something that I know that Coach Hart is going to work to make sure that we try to get stopped.
McCants aggressively to the basket. Contact in the lane, knocked him down. Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin with a turnover, and then Price steals a cross-court pass on the opposite end to get it right back. And McCants with a dunk at the other end. Streaks loving to get out in transition. 11-4 in an early season dunk. Here's a runner through the lane. It finds its way to the Cyclones. Now Ingram on the right elbow. Back up top it goes to Schluter, and the Cyclones reset. Approaching the 5-minute mark on grayout night on an excitable student section down behind the Streaks bench.
Good defensive set here. We're in good position. We've stopped the drill drive twice there.
Inlet pass through the lane. Feed it out to Schluter. Right wing three hits it. And that quiets the Galesburg crowd momentarily. And the Cyclones call a timeout. Down 11-7 now. 4:57 to go in this first quarter. And that was a quick call by Joe Thompson. Was that a 30-second? I think it's a 30-second.
30-second.
Nobody's sitting down.
In that last possession there, we did a good job of guarding and guarding through the possession. We just got lost in a little bit of a scramble there and gave up that three. But I like how that time we certainly closed up the dribble drives there. And if we do that, we're going to be in business there defensively, because that was a weakness, and being able to guard the ball and not give up dribble drives certainly allows you to play much more successful half-court defense.
It's unusual to be playing on a Tuesday night, so for so many years, this tournament has opened up on Wednesday night. But there is no school in District 205 tomorrow, and that's unusual as well to get Wednesday off.
And there's a nice crowd here tonight.
So as a result, they decided to move the opener of the Thanksgiving tournament to Tuesday, so nobody had to come back and work a basketball game after a day off tomorrow. Up top, Riley Milan. His first varsity start as a senior. Hands off to Price on the right side. 11-7 Streaks coming out of the Cyclones timeout. 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. Price trying to lose his man on the dribble drive up top, and the Cyclones steal it away, and then a foul from behind as Reed Taylor in off the bench came away with the steal. And a foul by the backside by Price, who lost the handle on the dribble. Three turnovers on the Streaks, three on the Cyclones. No big surprise, first 3.5 minutes of the first game of the season.
Yeah, and Eric there, got to sticking, and when it sticks then the defense can collapse and bad things can happen, and unfortunately we committed the turnover and then fouled on the other end.
Ingram up top, tough to defend on the outside at 6'7", but he's been playing on the perimeter a lot here in the first 4 minutes of the game. Here's a jumper left side, in and out from the corner. Rebound Jalen McCants. Leads the break himself into the front court. Has it poked away from behind. And another steal by the Cyclones. Into the front court. Nearly stolen away under the basket. But the ball went out of bounds along the baseline. Off of Price, who was standing out of bounds when it came to him. And the Cyclones will hang on to it. Halfway through quarter number one of the season opener, 11-7 streaks on the inbound. The dribble drive by Noah Newton around his man got caught in traffic. Now the giveaway to Ingram, who drives the lane. Missed the layup, ball knocked out of bounds. Ingram last touched, and it's back to the Silver Streaks. Like the action, a lot of intensity, as you might expect by two teams, I'm sure, have been anxious to get after it after a couple of weeks to start the season of practice.
It really does give you a baseline. Obviously, as we watch here from a coach's perspective, I see a lot of good things, and I certainly see things that you want to firm up, and that's to be expected here.
11-7 streaks. Riley Milan for three off the back iron, and the rebound pops to Andrew Schluter for the Cyclones. Down four with the ball, and carried it into the front court.
And I think they may have called that an over and back, but I couldn't tell if he made the motion there of over and back or carrying the ball.
I looked down to mark the rebound on my score sheet and heard the whistle as I looked up.
And I saw the same thing, and I didn't see where the positioning was there in terms of if it was an over and back call.
Nevertheless, fourth turnover on the Cyclones, four against the Silver Streaks, leading 11-7. Price with it on the right wing, trying to find McCants on the inside, keeps it to the outside. Dre to brother Alex at Gypsyako. Now to the outside, McCants for three, and he airballed it out of bounds back to the Cyclones. Well, it's not Jalen's preferred shot, but I'll tell you what, if he can knock down some three-pointers, if he's added that to his game, he's really going to be tough to defend this year.
Because it certainly opens up whatever part that he is not doing at that point. If he hits that outside shot, he'd be able to get to the basket and vice versa, and that makes him almost unguardable.
Gone into a little bit of a scoring lull here. It's 11-7 streaks as a dribble drive right side. They reverse it to the left side. Ball knocked out of bounds. Cyclones couldn't hang on to it. That's their fifth turnover. Four against the Silver Streaks. Galesburg leading 11-7. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Token pressure by the Cyclones in the backcourt. They'll put man-to-man against Price, who dribbles around Noah Newton and then feeds it over up top to Riley Milan. Now Drea Gypsyako below us on the left wing. Try to work around a screen. Keeps the dribble, though, back into the midcourt circle. McCants has it now on the left side. Spins around his man. Drives into a four-man defense. Got the shot off and the foul. Ball wouldn't go through the cylinder. And Jalen will go back to the line shooting two.
Good job of playing through contact there. And it was important for us to get a good shot off there. We got the ball side to side, had good rhythm there, and that's a good shot to get out of that after coming up empty for the last two or three possessions.
Keyshawn Singleton, the foul for Sacred Heart Griffin, one of five freshmen for the Cyclones on their varsity roster. That's the first time that's happened in Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin school history, and probably many schools could say the same thing. In Illinois high school basketball especially, you just don't see five freshmen on a varsity roster. McCants makes one of two. Price got in there with the offensive rebound and gets it back up and in with the left hand from the low blocks. So the Streaks get a three-point play out of it. It's now 14-7. And checking into the game, Dalen Ellington, a sophomore for the Silver Streaks. Right side three by Schluter won't go. Price gets good position on the weak side for the rebound. Comes out with a dribble to the high post. Kicks it out. Milan up top. McCants with a dribble. Trying to get around his man. Feeds it off to Ellington on the right side. Ellington reverses it back to McCants in front of the Sacred Heart Griffin bench. Dribbles between two defenders. Had the ball knocked away. Gets it back. Posts up. Misses. Rebound. Offense put back. And he got fouled before the shot went up. And that'll be the third of the game on the Cyclones.
Excellent strength inside. He didn't give up there. Missed the first shot. Got his offensive rebound. Then strong again there to the basket. Jalen's a quick jumper, but he's also a very physical jumper, and I think that's something you're going to see more this year. He's gotten a little bit bigger. He'll be more physical.
Here's Ellington with the dribble drive. Crosses through the lane. Passes it left side to Milan up top. Riley backs up to the volleyball line. Gets bumped. Keeps the ball. And now wide open under the basket. Ellington turns and banks it in.
Good find there by Riley there as he had to give up his dribble there.
Quick three at the other end. Cyclones to answer. Nope. Ellington with a weak side rebound. Reach in by the Cyclones, and they force a tie-up, and the held ball will keep it on the Cyclones end of the floor. Fifth turnover by the Silver Streaks.
Coach Hart was talking to Ellington there about getting a clear-out dribble there. He got attacked on the glass, and that's going to happen sometimes, and he needed to get himself cleared there with a dribble to get himself away from the traffic underneath.
On the inbound to Schluter, quick pass outside to Ingram. Now up top it goes to Jake Hamilton, another freshman, onto the floor for the Cyclones, wearing the road gold with the checkerboard pattern down the side. There's a dribble drive by Ingram, misses the dunk, Rebound, Riley Milan. Streaks in transition. McCants down the lane. Switches the defenders and lays it in. He's got 9, and the Streaks lead 18-7. Minute 10 to go here in the opening quarter. Dribble up top by Sluder. Tries to go around Milan. Bumped in the lane. Off-balance shot. Hits the clock at the top of the backboard. And that's a turnover by Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin.
Very good defense on the ball there by Riley Milan. Didn't give up the direct drive to the basket, forced an off-balance type of shot or a turnover, whichever one there you want to call it. Good job there by Milan defensively.
Minute to go, first quarter. Streaks lead 18-7. They've scored 7 in a row to build a 4-point lead into an 11-point lead.
I think that was all predicated on that possession that got the cover off the basket, so to speak, there, and got Jalen to the foul line.
McCants trying to lose his man up top with his chicken bake. Gets his own offensive rebound put back. McCants in double figures already with 11 to go along with 4 rebounds in the early going. And the Streaks lead 27, 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Right side, Hamilton. Dribble drive into the lane. Pull-up jumper just inside the free throw. Short-armed it. Rebound, Jeremiah Babers into the front court. And with 22 seconds to go, Jeremiah's going to dribble. Cut off. Pulls it back out. Up top to McCants, and now he'll pull it back
out. And we want to be able to play here to get the last shot of the period.
So down to 11 seconds to go. Babers with a left-hand dribble up top. Working side to side. Pulls up to the wing. Up top, McCants. Trying to go around his man, Ingram. Step back, 15-footer, off the mark. Rebound, batted out. Price with the shot at the buzzer. Off the back iron, and that's how the first quarter ends. 27, Silver Streaks by 13. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with senior editor at National Review, Richard Brookheiser, the author of Give Me Liberty, A History of America's Exceptional Idea.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Small second quarter leading 20-7. Up top, Dalen Ellington for 3 from the left wing. And he's got 5 here in the early going. 23-7. Galesburg has scored 12 in a row. Here's a dribble drive.
Both those kids coming off the bench, they've really given us quality and calming minutes.
Ball tipped into the backcourt. McCants with a drive and a layup and a foul. Jalen McCants, after the ball got poked into the backcourt on a live ball turnover, chased it down, dribbled between two defenders from the left side. The and one makes it 25-7, and the fifth free throw attempt of the game for McCants coming up.
And Brad, our quick hands there, our ability to anticipate and get the passing lanes, it's going to create those live ball turnovers to where we can score off of them.
Jalen 4-for-5 from the free throw line after he knocks that one down. He's got 14 points in the game already. 26-7 is the Silver Streaks lead.
And he's got a bundle of rebounds as well.
6 turnover of the game by the Cyclones led to that fast break basket. On the left side, this is Newton. Up top it goes to Isaiah Thompson. Pass to the left side. Ingram dribbles left to right. Skips it right side. Ball knocked loose. And
that's
a travel
call. That's good defense there. We rotated well. We got into passing lanes again. Cut off the drives and created that turnover again with our aggressiveness and forced them to turn it over there.
Didn't get a chance to talk much about the first half or first quarter statistics. But, Steve, I only had Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin with 2 rebounds in that first quarter.
Absolutely. We out-rebounded them 11-2.
And now a defensive foul as Eric Price on the left side. tried the dribble, put a move on Sam Antonacci, trying to draw the offensive foul, pick up a defensive foul instead. That's the fourth foul of the game on the Cyclones. Here's Ellington around his man, baseline up with the right hand and in. And he's got seven off the bench in the early going for the Streaks, who have now scored 17 in a row and lead by 21.
He's been outstanding here off the bench on both ends of the floor here.
Isaiah Thompson on the dribble, backs up, now feeds it left side. Long three by Antonacci, and he drains it. And that ends the Galesburg run with his first basket of the game, 28-10.
That was too easy there. We didn't get a hard challenge or a contest on that shot. Got to have that on that three ball.
Yeah, he was good 3 feet behind the three-point arc, and now here's a turnover. Bad pass on the inside, stolen away by the Cyclones. Ingram walks in into the front court. This Cyclones team was down 21 to the Silver Streaks in the second half last year and came all the way back to tie it up and send it into overtime before the Streaks prevailed in the season opener last year. Off-balance shot, missed everything. Babers with a weak side rebound, dribbles into the paint. Kick out. Milan steps around his man, drives, gets blocked, and the loose ball picked up off the floor by Toma for Sacred Heart Griffith. And he pulls it into the front court, and they pull it back out. Now up top, Ingram spins around Babers, lost a handle, loose ball, picked up. Ingram saves it, kicks it on Antonacci for three, not this time. And Eric Price with a long rebound. Eric with the dribble, splits two defenders, scoops it, badly missed. Antonacci with a rebound, back come the Cyclones. Ingram behind the back, throws it away. Price right there to steal it away in the lane. Now he'll try to
slow things down. How's it get out of jail free card there? We need to settle things down a little bit here and get a quality possession.
McCants is going to shoot the three. Quick shot by the Silver Streaks. That's off the mark. Isaiah Thompson with the rebound. 28-10 Galesburg. Just like we saw a stretch in the first quarter where both teams were scoreless for a while. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the second quarter here in a bit of a scoring lull. Here's a jumper. Turnaround in the lane, and that ends that. Nice step to the basket.
That's a good timeout by Coach Hart to settle things down. Refocus here, reestablish it, what it is that we need to do here on the offensive end, because we got a little ragged there. And that's where senior leadership and those players, Eric and Jalen, need to make sure that they get things calmed down when they possess the ball, and the others will follow there.
Full timeout by the Silver Streaks, 28-12. Galesburg by 16, 4:54 to go first half. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Silver Streaks leading 28-12. But the Cyclones have scored the last five.
Full court press.
Bumping Jalen McCants into the front court. He passes it away to Milan, who gives it right back. And now here's a touch foul called on Andrew Schluter. A little one-to-one action out on the wing. That'll be the second foul of the game on Andrew Schluter, the junior. And the 16th foul now on Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin. Next one puts the Streaks into the bonus for the first time this season. Only one team foul on Galesburg. 4:45 to go here in the opening half. Ellington up top. A little between the legs with the dribble, then a bad pass. Batted into the backcourt. Schluter chases it down. Dribble drive left side. Driving layup missed, but he got fouled. And he'll go to the line shooting two. Ryan Hart's going to get DeMarco Harden into the game for the first time. The junior will see his first varsity action, as I think Coach Hart was not happy with the way Ellington's handled the ball the last couple of dimes down the court.
And he had done a good job up to that point there, but that's a live ball turnover and a side-to-side pass in the front court that's going to lead to a layup on the other end. There's no basket protection in that situation. But I thought Ellington gave us quality minutes there. I thought he was very steady. And again, that's going to be, again, a learning situation for him in his first varsity experience.
Yeah, Ellington has seven off the bench for the Silver Streak. Schluter knocks down both free throws. He's the leading scorer for the Cyclones with seven. and they have now scored seven in a row to double their scoring output. They trail 28-14, so they were down 21, inching back into this game with under 4.5 minutes to go. And now out of control, McCants trying to do too much, curling around left to right and then tried to take it all the way to the basket, and that's his second foul and the eighth Galesburg turnover.
And again, I think he hit it right on the head there, Brad. Tried to do too much. Again, the ball stuck in his hands, and in a varsity game, that's going to usually lead to a turnover or an offensive foul, and the latter occurred there.
Price on the bench right now for the Silver Streaks, so McCant stays out there. Now Eric heads to the scoring table to check back in at the next dead ball.
And Eric will have two fouls as well coming back in.
Here's a dribble drive, right side, kick out into the right corner. Sluter drives, scoops it up with the left hand, missed it, and there's McCants controlling the lane for the rebound. His fifth into the front court, DeMarco Harden with a head fake. Now Alex Egypciaco up top. Milan, dribble drive, kicks it out. McCants up top to Harden, right back to Jalen. Left wing, down to the low blocks, off balance, and he sidestepped to the right, and that saved him from picking up his third offensive foul. It'll be the first foul of the game on Reed Taylor instead, who tried to draw the charge.
And you got that right, Brad. It saved him from getting that third offensive foul or turning it over there. Jalen was a little bit out of control, and I think you said it here in the last possession, just trying to do a little bit too much, and you can't fault a young man for that. He's trying to really contribute and do lots and lots of things for his ball club.
Knocks down the first free throw. He's got four in the quarter, 15 for the game. That ends the seven-point Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin run. Puts the Streaks back up 15 now at 29-14.
And his foul shooting has been outstanding here early, and he's going to go to the line a lot, so that's going to be a real critical aspect of his game.
He's talking with Coach Ryan Hart about the development of Jalen McCants over the summer as he heads to the bench, replaced by Price. And one of the things he talked about was McCants now being a senior, playing his third year on the varsity, having a better understanding of how much of the offense has to and will go through him, and how much he has to recognize when the opportunities are there and be aggressive and take it to the basket, especially when he has a mismatch and he can't be stopped. Here's a drive down to the right side and a quick up and in by Jake Hamilton.
Good offensive set by them. That's just good execution.
30-16, Galesburg by 14. 3:20 to go first half. Price across midcourt to the right wing. Pulls up, trying to pass it away. Goes up top to Dre. Egypciaco with a left-hand dribble. Backs up top of the circle. Pressure on him by Elliot Green, another freshman or a junior, for the Cyclones. Price gets bumped by Schubert. Dribble drive under two defenders. Forces up the shot. A defensive foul, and Eric's going to go to the line shooting two, and there's a technical foul on Tim Allen. He was really upset that the Cyclones got called for yet another defensive foul as the Streaks have attacked the basket here in this first half. There's been a lot of contact on both teams. And here
Schluter,
we look up.
Looks like he got the technical foul as well, so he'll get two fouls out of that situation there.
So we look up at the scoreboard. We see eight team fouls on Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin and only three against the Silver Streaks. Oh, so they called that on Schluter, not on the head coach.
Yes, the technical foul was on Schluter as well.
Price misses the free throw. So four in the game on Andrew Schluter, three in this quarter, including a technical foul. And Tim Allen pleading his case over there to lead official Joe Thompson as Price knocks down the second free throw. That's his fifth point of the game, 31-16, Galesburg by 15. And Galesburg now sends Milan to the line. So the free throws by Price were on the shot attempt. These will be the technical shots from Riley Milan, and the first one off the back iron. Milan was only 1 of 5 at the free throw line last season on the varsity level. Misses the first one here, so the Streaks have missed 2 out of 3 on this trip. Second one up, and much better. That's Riley's first point of the game, and the Streaks get the ball. So they get 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, and now have the ball leading 32-16 with 3:03 to go in the first half.
And I think it's important here to have run a real solid, consistent set here and get a good shot here.
You've got the Egypciaco brothers on the floor with Price, Milan, and DeMarco Harden. In the corner, Price. Up top to Alex. Alex with a spin move in the lane. Shot up, rolls off the back iron. Rebound batted around, controlled by the 6'7", Kyle Ingram. Just his first rebound of the game. He has it now. Shoots the three. Top of the arc. Rattles it through. He was calling for the ball. They found him wide open up top. And that makes it a 13-point Galesburg lead. Price Picks up a blocking foul, trying to work around Noah Newton. Eric sold that one a little bit as Newton leaned into him. And that's a 10th team foul on the Cyclones, so two free throws coming for Price with 2:31 to go in the half.
On the defensive end, their scoring is coming off now out of a good ball movement, but us in transition, making sure that we match up. Sometimes in our transition, we're getting a little lost and not finding the shooter there and covering up there when you don't have a man specifically, and that takes talking and certainly using your eyes as well.
Price's first free throw, the lefty up and in. Meanwhile, up in Geneseo, where the Gillsburg girls are playing a conference game against the 5-0 Maple Leafs. It's a 26-24 Geneseo lead right before halftime. That game on our other station, 92.7 FM, The Laser. If you're tuning in tonight expecting to hear girls basketball, these two games tipped off pretty much at the exact same time. 34-19 Gillsburg boys here, up 15 after two Eric Price free throws. 2:20 to go first half. Left side jumper, Ingram open for another three. This one's off the back iron. The tip out finds its way to Riley Milan for his third rebound. Price into the front court, Alex Egypciaco. Kick out right side, Riley Milan on the wing. He'll shoot the open three, a little bit off the front of the iron. And the rebound by Singleton, the freshman for the Cyclones. Into the front court, left side Singleton. Now into the left corner, a three on the way. Rolls off, weak side rebound to Marco Harden for the Silver Streaks. Minute 45 to go here in the first half. Gillsburg leads by 15. Price behind the back with a dribble. Down the lane, big step to the lane, but too strong. And then the rebound, Ingram couldn't handle it. Wide open under the basket, and he lost it on the baseline. Streaks get a break.
Yeah, and we set a high ball screen there, and that freed up Eric. Eric got all the way to the rim, just couldn't convert there. But a good offensive set there and an offensive play call by Coach Hart there. We hadn't seen that. That freed up Eric to be aggressive and get to the rim. He just couldn't convert on the end of it.
Minute 38 to go here in the first half. 34-19. Here's a right side inbound pass. Price kicks it back out to the open Milan for three off the front of the rim. Alex Egypciaco with a rebound, but he goes over the back. And that'll be the first of the game on Alex. So a couple of missed threes here in the second quarter by Riley Milan. And the foul on Egypciaco will be the fourth against the Silver Streaks with a minute 30 to go here in this first half.
And we've
half.
Come up empty here the last number of possession. We've scored on some free throws, but we've come up empty here, and we need something solid from the field.
Ingram on the right side. Now kick it back up top to Jake Hamilton, the freshman. Left wing open three by Toma. Comes off the mark. The Streaks couldn't control the rebound. It gets batted out to Noah Newton. Right side Ingram. Now to the baseline, strong pass, couldn't control it. And there's Alex Egypciaco to pick it up off the floor. Ninth turnover by the Cyclones. And now Jeremiah Babers will walk it into the front court with under a minute to go in the half. Babers with a little head fake, works his way to the right side of the wing. Now Eric Price with it, trying to spin around his man, puts the ball on the floor, cut off, skips it out. Alex Egypciaco, jump stop, through
That's
the lane to Marco
there.
Harden for three.
Oh.
Rims in and out, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Again, the Cyclones can't control it under the basket, and the Streaks will get another offensive opportunity.
And that's good penetration by Alex and finding Mark Harden, or not Mark Harden.
DeMarco,
Mark's his brother. But he had his feet set, just didn't go.
Oh, boy, batted around the rim. Now Price with the outside three off the back iron, and the Cyclones alone under the basket for the rebound as Hamilton controls for Sacred Heart Griffin. 34-19 Silver Streaks as we approach the 22nd mark of the second quarter. Winding down toward halftime, Cyclones will hold for the final shot, try to get it down to 13, maybe 12 here on the final possession. Ingram working against Milan. Shoots the long three. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Taylor now to the outside. Another three by Newton. That won't go. Streaks with 6 seconds. Babers into the front court. Price squares up. Three. Airballed it. So the Streaks got a shot at it as Sacred Heart Griffin shot it pretty early twice, but they couldn't convert. Still lead at the half. 34-19. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, and we'll get a word with Streaks assistant coach Chad Thompson when the team comes out of the locker room. Gillsburg by 15 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium, 34-19, Galesburg leading Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin by 15 here at the break. We were tied at 2 early on. That's the only time that the Silver Streaks have not led in this game. They scored 7 in a row to go up 9-2. Then the lead was 11-7 when the Silver Streaks scored 17 points in a row to finish off about the final 5 minutes of the first quarter. And on into the second quarter, they went up 28-10. They went up 28-7. And then the Cyclones scored 7 in a row to cut the lead back to 14. It's just kind of stayed there for the most part as we are now at halftime with the Silver Streaks leading 34-19. So first half assessment, Steve Cheeseman under first year head coach Ryan Hart, under a lot of new faces here on this varsity level. How do you grade this performance by the Silver Streaks?
I know one of the things that Coach Hart said is he wanted his kids to play hard, and they certainly are doing that. They're playing with lots of intensity. I think you're seeing some things that a young ball club, besides those two veterans returning, you know, they're making small mistakes that can lead to, you know, a lack of production offensively, or, you know, losing a man or giving up a dribble drive or not rotating. There's where you really see a lack of game sense or game experience when you don't rotate defensively to an open shooter. And Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin has got a number of open threes. But overall, we've done a really, really good job. And the key is you look at the scoreboard, head by 15. I know that Coach Hart will talk about the latter part of the last half of the second period. Our execution here in the half-court offensive end was not nearly as good as it was in the first quarter. We didn't make a lot of good decisions, and the ball did not move. It got stuck in our hands. Wasn't a lot of rhythm. The sets that we run, and they're as good as anywhere, are based on, and they're predicated on, good ball movement, good spacing, setting screens and timing, and we got a little choppy there in the second period.
Well, you know, here's something else we saw here in the first half, Steve. We saw Eric Price go to the bench, and then that left McCants on the floor. And then because of foul trouble, McCants had to go to the bench, and Eric Price came in. We talk about the scoring that's coming back on this team. Here you got McCants coming off a season in which he averaged about 14 a game, Price about 11 a game. And we talked about, all right, you know, where's the rest of the offense going to come? I think that certainly that's going to develop and improve as the season goes along, but wouldn't you attest some of that choppiness here in the first half when one of those two guys wasn't on the floor? You're losing some veteran leadership there.
Absolutely. You're losing basically all the scoring that was coming back. And as you said, as guys get a feel for their roles and how they can score and what they can do and where they fit in the offense, that will get better. I know that Riley Milan is a good shooter, and he only got off a couple of threes at the end of the period. Riley is such a good shooter from a spot-up situation. As our guards penetrate, and they'll do that well, I want him to be ready to shoot the ball because he's going to be able to fill it up from there, and I know they're counting on him to be able to hit that outside shot there. But other than that, I thought our guys did a good job of trying to get a good shot. And again, as they get a feel for things, they'll certainly be able to score because there's plenty of offensive punch there with those kids that we have on our bench. It's a matter of getting that game experience and getting a feel for where they are.
Want to run through some statistics? Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. What do you start off with the team numbers here? What do you show?
Yeah, Streaks 11 out of 27 from the field for 40%. We were very good in the first period. We didn't get to talk about that. And we came up, we missed our last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 shots.
Ooh, yikes.
And weren't very good with a 3 ball in the second period there. Not a lot of them in rhythm. We were 2 out of 11 from the 3-point line. Sacred Heart Griffith was only 7 out of 22 for 31%. Good job by our defense there. Again, as I talked about in that scramble a little bit and find the shooter, we gave up some easier threes. But again, they were under duress in terms of making them hurry because our kids were scrambling and working hard. A real key statistic-wise, and this is one that usually is a very critical statistic, we out-rebounded them 18-9 there. And did a good job on the glass of giving them one shot. And we got to the offensive glass here, especially with McCants. They turned it over 9 times. We turned it over 7.
Let's take a break here on the halftime. Your halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks leading at the half, 34-19. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Chad Thompson and get you to second half action when we come back from John Thiel Gymnasium on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL, reminding you that the Abingdon Christian Church can help you if you're struggling after a death of a loved one. The church will once again offer Grief Share every Tuesday afternoon at 2 through December 3rd, and it's free. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, showers tonight, thunderstorms possible. Windy as well, overnight low of 37. A high wind warning will go into effect 3 a.m. tomorrow until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Cloudy and windy throughout the day. Wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. High of 40 tomorrow. Blustery tomorrow night, overnight low of 27. And Thursday for Thanksgiving, cloudy skies and a high of 37. Currently, it's 47 at WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks leading Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin 34-19. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with Chad Thompson.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime. Streaks have a 34-19 lead here over Sacred Heart Griffin. Joined by Coach, assistant coach Chad Thompson. Coach, good things, bad things. Give us a little summary.
The good, we looked really good in transition, I thought, coming out early. Came out with a ton of energy, moved the ball really well, and got them down the floor like we wanted to. Looking to improve the defensive end a little bit. Way too many dribble drive and kick for threes. This team's way too good to let them just sit out there and shoot horse every day, so we got to shore that up on this end.
What do we want to do here in the second half besides those things?
Got to isolate Jalen in the post to give the ball to that monster down there and make sure we have this defensive end tightened up, and we're going to love the inning.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Chad Thompson, the assistant coach of the Silver Streaks. He's going to be the guy now that Ryan Hart is the head guy. And it's all worked pretty well here in the first half. Silver Streaks leading 34-19. Our halftime coaches interview also brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. First half statistics, scoring numbers. Andrew Sluter leads Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin with 7, but he has those 4 personal fouls, including a technical foul that he got there about midway through the second quarter. Kyle Ingram has 5. Sam Antonacci off the bench with 3. Jake Hamilton and Zach Hawkinson each with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants led the Silver Streaks in the first half with 16 and 5 rebounds. Eric Price, Dalen Ellington each with 7. Dre Egyptiaka with 3. Riley Milan had a point. Cyclones have the ball to start off the third quarter. It'll be Reed Taylor off the bench to start the second half. Again, with Schluter on the bench with those four fouls. Here's a jumper from the left corner. Good by Noah Newton. His first basket of the game. Sacred Heart Griffin ran a nice patient set to start the third quarter, and they cut the streak's lead down to 12. It's been as many as 21 back in the early portion of the second quarter. Here's Alex Egyptiaco up top to Brother Dre. To the right side, McCants. McCants cut off in the lane, trying to go up with it. Got reach in, hacked on the arm by Kyle Ingram, who picks up his first foul. And that's a nice little one-to-one battle going on between McCants at 6'6 and Ingram at 6'7. Seems to be a little defensive switch that they're making here to try to slow him down a little bit, but he does pick up the first foul.
And Ingram did a good job defensively, but Jalen a little bit better job offensively. A good shot fake there. He stayed under control, got him up in the air, and then was able to get the shot off and force contact.
McCants knocks down the first free throw. Again, I said it in the first half. I'll say it again. And granted, it's just the first game of the season. Jalen shot just under 58% from the free throw line last season. As he puts up the second one, he is 8-for-9 from the free throw line in this game.
And again, he's going to get as many free throws as anybody in the state, and his reputation will get him more as the time goes on. He's got to be able to knock those down, and he's done that beautifully here early tonight.
1 minute gone here in the second half. Streaks lead by 14, 36-22.
We've got to find the three-point shooters, especially on a help and recovery.
Here's Taylor with it, trying to dribble around. Gets a screen by Ingram. Ball batted loose by Alex. Gets the lead small to Brother Dre. Layup at the other end. He missed it. And the layup rebound by Noah Newton. Streaks did a good job forcing the turnover, but couldn't convert on the other end. Now Ingram, pull-up jumper left baseline, off the rim. And a foul on the rebound by Sacred Heart Griffin as Galesburg had position on the weak side. Oh, no, now Joe Thompson is going to reverse the call, and he's sending it back the other direction. So that's a foul on Riley Milan instead, and that's his first.
And it looked like Riley did have inside position there, so there may have been something there in terms he made to clear it out before he got that, or to get that inside position.
On the right side of the dribble, Isaiah Thompson. He'll kick it back out. Now the left side, it goes to Taylor.
They've spread the floor here a little bit, trying to get dribble drives and then dump offs for those three.
Watch the back door cut, too. Into the left corner, nearly lost by Toma. Does a nice job to prevent it from going out of bounds. Now Ingram with it. Skip pass to the right side. Three on the way by Newton. Hits it.
And again, if they hit those shots this half, they're going to get back into the ball game here. Real critical to have a good offensive possession here.
Yep, back-to-back threes by Noah Newton. Both in good shooting position. And that pulls the Springfield, or rather the Streaks lead over Springfield, Sacred Heart Griffin, down to 11. 2 minutes into the third quarter. And a dribble drive by Dre Egyptiaco gets knocked to the floor, and that'll be a foul in the lane on Isaiah Thompson.
And a good aggressive move there by Dre to get to the rim there. He's got to knock these two free throws down here.
Not sure what the officiating crew is talking about there. Brett Brewington came out of there and was looking at the far sideline, talking it over with one of the officials who was just listening. And then Brewington said something to Reed Taylor as he backed up out of there. So I'm not sure what that's all about. Dre, meanwhile, misses the first free throw. It was offline to the right. Squares up the second one and hits it.
Much better that time. He got his elbow under it there, and everything was in rhythm.
12-point Galesburg lead, under 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 37-25 Galesburg. 21-point lead is down to 12 here with a lot of time left to go here in the second half. Here's Taylor with an open three from the wing. Hits, and they're knocking him down from the outside and getting much better looks at the basket, squaring him up, patient offense. It's down to 37-28 now.
That spread creating those dribble drives and then finding that open man on the help.
3-for-10 from the three-point line in the first half. 3-for-3 here in the second half, and now Ryan Hart calls a 30-second timeout as his team was in trouble out near half court holding the ball, and the Cyclones defense was getting all over him. So a 30-second timeout called by the Silver Streaks.
Good timeout there. Try to settle things down, stop the momentum a little bit, and take a look at and regroup here and refocus on what you're trying to do here.
Let's take a look at the rest of the Thanksgiving tournament schedule while we have an opportunity. Again, I have to keep reminding myself it's not Wednesday night. We're so used to these openers being on Wednesday night. So action will resume on Friday. 10 a.m. will be the first game here at John Thiel Gym. Sacred Heart Griffin will come back and take on Chicago Wells. Then the Silver Streaks will battle Madison back in the tournament after their first appearance here last year. Then there will be a break. Should mention that Moline is playing Champaign Central up at Wharton Fieldhouse. That game underway now as part of this tournament. Those two teams will both be here for the second session on Saturday. There's a nice square
just what
jumper
the doctor ordered
Price.
There. We came out, good solid set, and got a 15-foot jump shot from Eric Price there. Outstanding job coming out of the timeout.
Right outside the free throw line. Puts the Streaks back up by 11. That's Eric's first basket of the second half. He has 9. Now here's another three. This one by Isaiah Thompson, the junior. Pulls Springfield Sacred Heart
Griffin within
8.
Contested there.
Here's Alex with a dribble drive. Kicks it out. McCants open 3. And that answers.
Big hit by Jalen there.
He's got 21 in the game now. And the Streaks lead by 11 again. 42-31. 5.5. 21 for the game for the Streaks senior, Jalen McCants. Now another 3. This time by Kyle Ingram. They are 5-for-5 from three-point range here in the third quarter.
We're going to have to be able to guard the dribble drive and stay home on the shooters, it looks like.
Here's Jalen missed it, but Briley Milan with a rebound put back. First miss by either team offensively here in the second half, but Milan was there. Johnny on the spot with the offensive rebound put back. 10-point Galesburg lead halfway through the third quarter. 44-34. Ingram on the right side. Now to the right side inside the arc. Toma. Skips it back out up top to Thompson. Now to the left side. Here's a dribble drive by Taylor. On the feed to the outside. Toma. Or now this is Newton for another 3. They are 6-for-6 from behind the arc. And they've doubled their first half output. Pulling within 7 at 44-37.
6 threes here to begin the period.
Unbelievable. Without a miss. And now McCants called for an offensive foul as Taylor slid over to try to draw the charge. He does. That's the third of the game on McCants. First turnover on the Streaks in the second half. And now Sacred Heart Griffin with a chance to pull within 5, maybe 4, with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Dig in here, stay in the moment, and have a good defensive set here. Poise time here.
A real challenge against this Silver Streaks team with not a lot of varsity experience coming back. Ingram cut off on the dribble up top. Little head and shoulder fake by Thompson. Nice job by Dalen Ellington not to bite on that fake. They keep the dribble on the outside. Now to the left wing. Here's another quick three by Newton again. He's 4-for-4 in the third quarter. They have 21 points on 7-of-7 three-point shooting. And it's 44-40 Galesburg. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. McCants on the left wing. Working against Ingram, man-to-man, skips it out. Milan answers for 3 points. He's got 5 in the quarter, 47-40 Galesburg.
And that's big by Riley. That's the kind of shot that he has to make. That's his bread and butter there in a big basket at this point in the game.
Taylor against Milan, forced to kick it out to Newton. Now a dribble drive and a nice block shot by McCants on Ingram. That's their first miss of the second half. Here's McCants to the other end, inside the free throw line. Too strong off the back iron. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Cyclones. Thompson under the basket. Like the way Jalen attacked the basket, but I think he just got a little ahead of himself. He was so excited to get an opportunity on the dribble drive.
And he's got to, you don't want him to lose his aggressiveness here, but he has to make good decisions here to not get his fourth foul here with over a quarter to go.
Under 2 to go. Head and shoulder fake in the
nice
lane.
Move
forced
there.
It up over Ingram and got it in with a lot of contact.
Great low post move with his back to the basket there.
49-40. Now open at the other end and a quick basket by Hamilton. That's their first two-point basket of the quarter as the Streaks lost him defensively, wide open underneath. Second basket of the game for the freshman, Jake Hamilton. Up top, Eric Price. 49-42, Streaks by 7. Minute 50 to go here in the third quarter.
Keep the ball movement.
Ellington, cut off on the dribble, throws it away. Just threw it right into the hands of Reed Taylor. 10th Galesburg turnover. Now up top, Taylor trying to drive around Milan. Takes it all the way under the basket. Got knocked off balance, and then the rebound batted into the hands of Milan, who was coming in from out of bounds but was still on the end line when that ball came to him. So, Cyclones will hang on to it. Again, they are 7-of-7 from three-point range here in this third quarter. 2 for 4, rather 1 for 3 from inside the arc. Minute 38 to go here in the third quarter, 49-42. Silver Streaks by 7. Cyclones with the ball.
And something out of this baseline inbounds play here that could free them up for a three here. We have to find the shooters and be aware of that.
On the inbound, they kick it to the outside up top to Singleton, the freshman. Feeds it over to the right side. Hamilton.
Bad anticipation by Eric.
Ball turnover. Price with a layup
at
the other end.
Excellent job by Eric there. Anticipated that beautifully.
On the run out on the other end, gives the Streaks a 9-point lead, 51-42. Only the second turnover of the half for the Cyclones. Now this is Singleton with it. Trying to put a move on Egyptiaco. Nearly batted away, but they hang on to it. This is on the dribble, Zach Hawkinson. And now a timeout called by Tim Allen, head coach of the Cyclones, with a minute 6 to go in the third quarter. This will be a full timeout. Let's take a quick timeout with them. Galesburg by 9, 51-42. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
66 seconds to play here in the third quarter at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Thanks for being with us for the Galesburg High School Boys Basketball season opener on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. 51-42, the Silver Streaks lead coming out of the Cyclones timeout. On the inbound at the end of their own bench, pass goes up to Antonacci.
Now to the left side. Tightened our defense here the last couple of possessions, Brad.
Yeah, too many open threes to rally the Cyclones back. Here's a curl on a screen setter on the right side of the lane, and Antonacci missed the shot on the curl around from right to left, but he'll go to the line shooting 2. Third team foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. First of the game, Andre Egyptiaco.
And I think he's upset with himself there because he gave Anajati a get-out-of-jail-free card there. That shot didn't have much of a chance to go.
And he knocks down the free throw. 51-43, Galesburg by 8. Antonacci, first point of the second half. He's got 4 for the game. Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin engineering this comeback without really Isaiah Thompson doing much offensively. He almost single-handedly brought him back in the fourth quarter last year, which we alluded to that game already. He has only 3 points tonight. Those coming in this third quarter. 7-point Galesburg lead. Streaks with the ball. 45 seconds to go. McCants with a hesitation drive. Now he passes it away to Babers. Here's Eric Price on the dribble. Steps back. Fakes a three. Gets it down. The give and go. Eric Price drives in. Gets knocked to the floor. And caught Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin napping.
Good ball movement there and decision making there by the Streaks.
Third foul of the game on Keyshawn Singleton. Third team foul on the Cyclones. And Eric on the dribble drive to the basket will go back to the line shooting 2 here. First free throws of the second half. He was 3 for 4 back in the second quarter. He's got 11 for the game. McCants leading the Silver Streaks with 23 and 6 rebounds. So those two guys in double figures leading the way again tonight. They were the two leading scorers from last season, as we've already talked about. And the lefty Price, a junior, will shoot 2 here with the Streaks leading by 7, under 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. First one up and in.
Good stroke there, and he's the other guy that has to be a fine free throw shooter because the ball's going to be in his hands so much, especially late in the ball game.
Last season, Eric shot a little over 58%, so he and McCants pretty much even numbers from the free throw line last year. Both, well, good 2 percentage points under 60%, but he knocks down both here, and the lead is back to 9. 53-44, under 30 seconds to play, third quarter. Singleton, the freshman up top, working against Alex Egyptiaco. Here's a long three right side. Good again. This one by Antonacci. He was 4 feet behind the arc on the wing, but they just continue to knock down perimeter shots, and they're back within 6. McCants to answer for three. Got fouled. The shot is off the back iron. That close to a four-point play. And Jalen is going to shoot three free throws here on a bad foul by the Cyclones.
Absolutely there. And it still almost went.
Yeah. Antonacci came in late, swiped on the arm as McCants released it from the outside. So the second foul on Antonacci, but Jalen misses the first free throw. 8 for 10 from the line tonight for Jalen McCants. 7 in this quarter, 23 for the game. 9.2 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Second one, good. With one more coming. 7-point Galesburg lead. Price and Babers will go to the bench to finish off the final 9 seconds of the quarter. And the Streaks need to stiffen up the defense here and not allow the Cyclones to get off some points as McCants knocks down the back end of the three free throws. 55-47. Here's a dribble drive by Singleton. Fading to the left side. Missed it. And the offensive rebound put back on the weak side by Hawkinson. Streaks did not block out. And they get a basket at the end of the third quarter. It's 55-49 Galesburg after three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
I'm Will Stevenson. You know who doesn't get a Thanksgiving holiday? The Illinois State Police. We'll talk about why they're out on Thanksgiving tomorrow night at 5:10 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Streaks with the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading by 6, 55-49. Cyclones scored 30 points in the third quarter on 8-for-8 three-point shooting. Galesburg with the ball, trying to get it back up to 8, maybe 9 here as we start the fourth quarter. Season opener here of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Ellington, outside 3. That one looked funny as he released that one. Weird rotation on it. Missed it. Reed Taylor with a rebound for the Cyclones. Streaks need to stiffen up the defense here.
And this is where we're going to win the game or lose the game here on the defensive end.
Dribble drive by Ingram. Got knocked off balance. Good defense by McCants. And then they got the offensive rebound put back anyway. Jack Toma wide open. Streaks got caught too far under the basket. It's 55-51. The lead is down to 4. Only 6 rebounds to be had in that third quarter because both teams shot so well. Here's McCants on the right side. Found an opening. Layup with the left hand.
Good job there. He was under control.
57-51. 27.
And a big basket, Brad. Big basket.
27 in the game for Jalen McCants to go along with 6 rebounds. Up top, Andrew Schluter back into the game. First time playing with those 4 fouls. Ticks it all the way to the basket, but he missed it. Found an opening in the lane. Couldn't finish it off. McCants with the rebound. Feed left corner. Price. Short. McCants with a long rebound. Back on the floor. Up and in as the ball rolled around and dropped through.
Two big buckets to start the period
sure
by McCants and an outstanding offensive rebound in a much-needed situation.
Two short of his career high. Here's Kyle Ingram for 3 from the right wing. And they continue to knock down perimeter jumpers. 59-54 and a timeout called by the Cyclones with 6:13 to play in the game. A 30-second timeout.
And that's, you know, when you talk about someone being in the zone, that kid's in the zone. You can see the rhythm he has.
Whole team's in the zone.
He's just, he's really in the rhythm. And again, we're giving up small drives that create help situations. And they, to their credit, are finding the helper's man, and that kid's knocking down shots. And they're playing what we call a five-out, sort of like the Memphis State or Memphis that John Calipari started here a number of years ago, where you're trying to dribble drive, get to the basket, or you find somebody that is open with a three who's come off on the help.
9 for 9 in the second half from three-point range for Sacred Heart Griffin. Noah Newton is 4 out of 4. Ingram has 2. Thompson, Antonacci, and Taylor have the others, and a foul in the backcourt as Ingram went man-to-man against Jalen McCants, and that'll be the 5th team foul on what you might say is a silly foul, but now I'm starting to wonder, surely they're not going to try to stretch this game out with 6:10 to go. And
I would not think so there. There'd be no reason to do that. I think that was just a silly foul in that situation.
Price on the inbound to Ellington, who comes into the backcourt. They tried to go for the poke away from behind. He gets it away to Milan. Kick out McCants. Good rotation. Price, open three, drains it.
And that's great ball movement.
Oh, it was.
And they were rewarded with a wide open three that Eric knocked down.
He's got 9 in the half, 16 for the game. Streaks lead by 8 again. On the right side dribble, kick out, open three by Schluter. That one's in and out. Their first miss from behind the arc, and Price with a rebound. Fires it into the front court. Dre spins around his man. Now up top to Price. Dribble drive with the left hand, and he just floats to the left side to avoid the charge foul, and Schluter has fouled out as he tried to plant himself in the lane, but Eric was able to float just a little bit to the left to avoid the direct contact, and Schluter's fouled out of the game, and Price will shoot 2 free throws.
And a good execution again by the Streaks there. We were under control. Find the open man. Get to the rim when we have the opportunity, and under control as we got to the rim there. Eric gets rewarded with 2 foul shots and extend the lead back up to double digits here.
First one by Eric. The lefty puts it up and rattles it around and drops it through. 4 in the quarter, 10 for the half, 17 for the game for Eric Price. Another free throw would put the Streaks back up by a double digit lead, leading by 9 right here. Eyes the second one with 5:35 to go in the game, and that one's good as well.
Good stroke. Mechanics are great. The rhythm is great. And again, good foul shooting by both Jalen and Eric tonight.
5 in a row by the Streaks to build the lead from 5 back up to 10.
And we've tightened up the defensive end here.
Hamilton in the lane. Up with the left hand. Missed it, but a blocking foul on the floor will put Sacred Heart Griffin at the line, and that's not what you want with 5:23 to go in the game to give them a chance to put some points on the board with no time showing. Schluter is fouled out of the game for the Cyclones. That's the second foul on Riley Milan.
And in this situation here, Hamilton's the kind of player here that he wants to get to the rim here. And I know that's unusual with a ball club they have that shot these threes, but he's a player that wants to get to the rim.
Too. Just a freshman. And the lefty makes the first, misses the second one, and the rebound pops out to Milan for the Silver Streaks. Riley's gotten on the boards here in the second half. He's got 5 for the game now. Here's McCants on the outside. Dre up top to Price. Fakes left, drives, jump stop in the lane. Man fell down, left him wide open for the layup. 19
good,
of the game for Price.
Again, good body control by Eric there.
His varsity career high, 25. He's got 20 now. With under 5 to play in the game. Quick 3 and a Drano by Thompson from the outside. His second of the game, 66-58. Cyclones back within 8.
Good at three-point shooting as we've seen in this gym for a while.
Oh, just don't seem to miss. They've missed only once here in the second half. McCants, a little bit out of control on the dribble drive. Good defense by Sacred Heart Griffin forced him to miss one, and the rebound by Toma pulls it out into the front court. Here's another 3. Ingram this time. That one's off the back iron, and a good step in front by Dre Egyptiaco to control that rebound. 8-point Galesburg lead, 4:20 to go in the game. Dre across midcourt. Feeds it left side to McCants. Jalen to the free throw line. Skips it right side. Dre passes up the 3. Up top to McCants. Swing it around left side. Price for 3. Off the front of the rim. Rebound into the hands of Newton. Trying to lead the break for the Cyclones. Lost the handle on it. Turned it over. Alex with a steal. McCants. Right corner. Dre for 3 off the rim. Rebound. Weak side of the Cyclones control. The freshman Hamilton gets it.
Would have been a big basket there.
Griffin. Still an 8-point Galesburg lead. Here's a long 3. This time, Thompson can't knock it down. Alex Egyptiaco with the rebound and then gets fouled as the Cyclones go for the steal. That'll be the second of the game on Noah Newton.
And Hamilton may have been a step or two outside of his range there. And especially late in the game and late in the first game, where your legs are a little wobbly as it is and you're not in the kind of game shape with your legs that you will be, you know, in another month, month and a half.
Seventh team foul on Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin. 3:40 to play in the ball game. And Alex Egyptiaka will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Scoreless in the game tonight. He's taken only one shot. First free throw up and off the back iron, pops up and drops through.
Got the good backspin on it. And again, free throws here down the stretch will be big.
Streaks 20 of 25 from the free throw line in this game, 80%. 25 free throws in the first game. And now 26. That one won't go, but McCants with the offensive rebound put back. And he ties his career high with 31 now on the offensive rebound, his ninth board of the game.
He's had a monster game here in game one.
69-58, under 3.5 minutes to play, streaks by 11. Backdoor cut. Cyclones couldn't handle it, though. Get the pass outside to Singleton, poked away, streaks with a loose ball. Into the front court, Alex.
Yeah, back behind good decisions here. No hurry, the clock's our ally.
13th turnover by the Cyclones with 3:10 to play in the game. Dre with a dribble drive, left high post, kicks it out under the wing to Price. Eric dribbles, trying to go around his man. Little hesitation move into the lane, finds an opening, takes it all the way with the left hand.
Real strong move, again under control there, big basket.
13-point Galesburg lead. How about 9 in the fourth quarter for Eric Price, 22 for the game, and now a foul as he pokes it away from Hamilton. Going for the loose ball and the runner at the other end. That's just his second foul of the game. You know, McCants picked up 2 in the first half, had to go to the bench in the second quarter. Picked up his third one early here in the second half, and he's played the rest of the way without picking up
Brad, that's a real key point here. Both of those kids that
have and now Jalen nearly stole it away.
Have done a good job playing with fouls. And there is a skill to that without losing your aggressiveness.
Jalen stepped in front on the inbounds pass, got a hand on it, but then couldn't control before it went out of bounds. Their defense, the Silver Streaks defense, has rattled the Cyclones a little bit more here late third quarter into the fourth quarter. Shots haven't come as easy, and the lead is back up to 13. Now they lost it on the inside of the lane. Hamilton just went right off his hands, and the Streaks get the steal.
14. We've really dialed it up defensively here in the fourth period. Really good job on the half-court defense.
2:24 to go in the game. Down low, McCants, pump fakes, and he got the foul. Couldn't get the shot up, but the head and shoulder fake got two Cyclones players up in the air to come down on him, and now Jalen will shoot two free throws, going for his career high. Again, he had 31 in a game against Rock Island last year. Also had 17 rebounds in that game. Talk about a monster game. This one's been a pretty good one here tonight. He's going for his 32nd point with 2:22 to go, and he's got it.
And I liked how he's made good decisions on the offensive end here down here in the fourth period here. Easily could have picked up a foul on a charge, but he's made really good decisions on, you know, when to go and when not to go.
Foul, by the way, on the junior Sam Antonacci, his third. And the second free throw coming for Jalen McCants. Cyclones got into the lane, and McCants knocked down the free throw anyway. 8 points in the quarter. 16 in the first half, 17 in the second half, and the Streaks lead is 15 now at 73-58 with 2:13 to go in the game. Taylor, left side of the wing, Toma, now into the corner, and tried an entry pass from Ingram, but he threw it off the backside of Alex Egyptiaka. Didn't even see it coming. Ball got thrown off his back shoulder, ricocheted out of bounds, back to the Cyclones. Toma on the inbound, right of the basket. Looking, throws it up top, nearly stolen away by McCants. Ingram manages to control. Now they got numbers. Drives, and a good
great
rebound.
Hustle back by Riley Miley.
Yeah, good.
That pass, and that would have been a wide open three, Brad.
Good response by Riley to stick with it, and he just reached out, denied the entry, the corner pass, and now the Cyclones have to pull the trigger left
real
of the basket.
Hustle play.
They throw it behind Salvo, and nearly stolen away by the Silver Streaks again, and all this is doing is taking time off the clock. With a minute 56 to go, disrupting these entry passes.
And we've not fouled here. All good. Check the boxes. All good here on the defensive end here late in the fourth period.
Now they get it into Taylor. Dribble drive left side. Salvo got around Dre Egyptiaka, and Dre got there a step too late as he took it to the low blocks. Salvo will go to the line shooting free throws on the second foul of the game on Dre Egyptiaka.
And that's a teaching point there. The coaching staff was talking to him there. He was in a on an island. Don't give up that drive. Drive him to the outside there. No, you don't have any help there. Just try to contain him.
First free throw by Salvo is his first point of the game. 73-59 Silver Streak, so the minute 52 to go in the game. Second one up and in and out. Rebound batted around, and Price controls his sixth rebound of the game for the Streaks. Price in the backcourt gets it away to McCants. Jalen fends off his defender, gets it into the front court. Milan. Now Dre picks up his dribble, gets it over to Riley. Dribbles once, looks to pass it away. Into the lob corner to McCants. Steals a look at the clock with a minute and a half to go in the game. Streaks want to run some time here. This has been a struggle for them in practice. Here's Price with the dribble, lost the handle on it, called for traveling. He thought the Cyclones reached in and poked it loose, but the ball rolled up, crawled over his shoulder and behind him. Steve, I've got that as the first
turnover.
That's what
I was
going
to say, too,
quarter.
And that is just a really important stat here. Streaks taking care of the ball and making good decisions.
Jumper by Ingram, sidestep left, knocked down the three. Second three of the quarter, third of the half. And he's in double figures with 14, 73-62. And now back-to-back turnovers by the Streaks on a steal. Then they poke it away from the backside of Ingram, but they can't pick up the loose ball. Javion Bardwell into the game. Here's a loose ball. And now push from behind. That'll be a foul on Reed Taylor as Dre Egyptiaco came down with a rebound. Got pushed from behind. And now he'll go to the line the other end, shooting a 1-1. That's a ninth team foul on the Cyclones. And we're down to 54 seconds to play in the game.
And that's a critical statistic. We went all the way to under a minute to go in the ball game before we turned it over. And that's certainly a concern I know Coach Hart had, you and I had, about how good would we be down the stretch with a lead. We had some struggles with that last year. Our kids have done a really fine job here in game
McCants
one tonight.
McCants sneaks in and gets the offensive rebound on the missed free throw. So he's got a double-double now with his 10th rebound. And then Jalen gets trapped in the corner, so the Streaks call a timeout to prevent the turnover. How about Jalen sneaking in there, reading the miss by Dre at the free throw line to be in the right spot to get that rebound as it comes off the iron. And he
instincts,
keeps the possession alive.
Instincts, experience, aggressiveness, all of those things. Jalen's had a monster game here tonight. You know, I can't find fault. He made some poor decisions with the ball early. He got those rectified. Just a quality performance here tonight by Jalen McCants.
How about the balance, too? 33 points. He had 11 in the first quarter, only 5 in the second quarter. Again, he got a little bit of foul trouble then. But then he had 9 in the third quarter and 8 here in the fourth quarter. 33 for the game.
And our two returners have 55 points combined here tonight.
55 of the Streaks, 73 with an 11-point lead and 38 seconds to go. Here's a deflected pass by Price. It dribbles out of bounds to the end line. And the turnovers, 5 for the Streaks in the first quarter. That's to be expected again, first game of the season. They just cut them down the rest of the way. 3 in the second, 2 each in the third and fourth quarters. The lead was 21 in the second quarter. Cyclones got within 4 in the second half. In fact, fourth quarter, early fourth quarter, is 55-51, and all the Streaks have done is expand on the lead. But down to 18 seconds to go, leading by 11. Handled the lead well, handled the pressure well. They did not self-destruct, and they're going to get their first win for first-year head coach Ryan Hart in about 7 seconds. And the Cyclones are just going to let the Silver Streaks dribble out the clock. And Galesburg starts the season 1-0 with a 73-62 win. And congratulations to head coach Ryan Hart, his first varsity head coaching victory. And worth the wait for him, I'm sure.
Outstanding. He did a great job tonight. His ball club played hard. They executed. They maintained their poise down the stretch. Lots and lots and lots of arrows pointing upward here after this ball game. And Coach Hart has done a great job here in this program for a long, long time, and just happy to see this happen for him and his ball club here tonight.
73-62, the final over Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem.
by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty with Kratty Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Kratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, showers tonight, thunderstorms possible. Windy as well, overnight low of 37. A high wind warning will go into effect 3 a.m. tomorrow until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Cloudy and windy throughout the day. Wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. High of 40 tomorrow. Blustery tomorrow night, overnight low of 27. And Thursday for Thanksgiving, cloudy skies and a high of 37. Currently, it's 47 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks prevail in their first game of the season, 73-62, to open the Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament. And the next couple of days off will be pretty nice. I know they won't be off, but won't be playing a game until Friday morning again when they'll take on Madison. And what a nice way to start the season against a team that won 20 games last year, too. So, again, congratulations to Coach Ryan Hart, and congratulations to these young Silver Streaks as I mean, it wasn't perfect, but no first game of the season ever is. Really, no game ever is. But overall, I like what we saw here tonight, Steve.
Absolutely. I mean, lots and lots of good things. And I was especially pleased with how we made good decisions down the stretch. We executed down the stretch. We dialed up hard defensively down the stretch. So all those things that you'd want in a fourth period, late third period, when the game is on the line, we did all of those things well.
Let's go ahead and take a look. I don't see Coach Hart coming yet, so why don't we go ahead and run through our final statistics. You got them added up there, ready to go?
Okay. Yeah, and again, you know, you hope in the first game they're at least close. I think that we were pretty much on, but that doesn't mean some of these, and these are unofficial. Both teams shot the ball well tonight. We were 23 out of 45 for 51%. 5 out of 19 with a 3-ball, but much better in the second half and made good decisions with our 3-point shooting. Springfield Sacred Heart Griffith was 21 out of 40 for 52% and 13 out of 26 with a 3-ball, including an unbelievable 10 out of 14 there in the second half.
Unreal.
And that included an 8 for 8 there in the third quarter, Man. Which got them back in the ball game and shot it as good as you could want to shoot it there. We out-rebounded them 29 to 17 and really did a good job on both ends of the floor on the glass. And for the most part in the game where both teams were trying to apply pressure defensively, and in our case we're a very quick defensive team that's going to be aggressive, they committed 14 turnovers. We committed 12.
Free throw shooting, the Cyclones were 6 out of 8, and again, we like this number. 22 out of 29 for the Silver Streaks, including in the second half, 12 out of 16, 75%. And Streaks can do that all season long. That's a nice little recipe for success. But those numbers, not grand, they're not going to get 30 free throws every single game. But again, you get aggressive to the basket, you'll get more opportunities.
And
than
made
not.
Those free throws down the stretch and made free throws by those guys that the ball's going to be in their hands late. Both of those guys did a great job.
So the head coach is almost here. He got sidetracked, and understandably so. You're going to get a lot of handshakes and a lot of congratulations on your first victory as a varsity head coach. So we're certainly going to allow him that good opportunity.
Well deserved. The man that's paid his dues, no question about it.
So we'll be anxious to kind of hear how he handled things in the timeouts there, too, trying to keep this young team poised. Again, the Silver Streaks led by 21 in the second quarter, 28-7. The lead got down to 4 at 44-40 in the third quarter. And then it got down to 4 again early in the fourth quarter at 55-51. So real crunch time kind of aspect there. And, of course, we'll have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as part of our post-game coverage. But first we're going to talk with the head coach and find out just how he kind of kept these kids together, what the kinds of things that he talked to them about in order to help them endure down the stretch. Again, when that lead got down to 4 at 55-51, the Silver Streaks were able to build the lead back up to 8 at 59-51. Darn if Springfield Southeast didn't hit another 3 to get it down to 59-54. The Streaks answered with a 3-pointer of their own by Eric Price. That got the lead back up to 8. And Sacred Heart Griffin never got any closer than that the rest of the way in a 73-62 victory. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks girls game up at Geneseo, that's a conference game again. And that game has gone to overtime over on 92.7 FM, The Laser. And so, again, Geneseo came into that game tonight 5-0 as the Silver Streaks under a few games of their own. Maple Leafs now leading by 2 at 53-51, so that game just as tight. Now the head coach joins us. Ryan Hart is with us as our post-game coverage continues here on WGIL. 73-62, the final over Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin. Let's find out what the coach has to say. First of all, coach, congratulations. They made you work for it.
Yeah, they did. They made some shots in the third quarter, didn't they?
I guess they did.
They sure did. They shot the ball like you did.
Well, don't give me that much credit, Cheese.
I'll tell you this. I've never seen anything like that, 8-for-8 shooting.
I'll tell you this. I can't be more pleased for this guy here. He's paid his dues. He's done a good job. He's a great basketball mind, and his kids did a super job here tonight, especially in the areas that I know that you have really reinforced. Talk first of all about, I thought down the stretch, the decisions our kids made, the poise they showed, and how we also tightened it up on defense was a real story, whereas last year in this kind of game, we could let it get away from us.
We talked about that in the locker room before the game started because we watched the film, and we were up by double digits almost the majority of the game last year. And in the fourth quarter, they just drove and drove and drove and drove and just implied their will on us. And our goal tonight was to not let them get to the basket. Well, we didn't let them get to the basket, but they kicked it out, and we're shooting 22-footers all night long and making those. So, I mean, I guess you pick your poison with these guys, and they shot really, really well. My hat's off to those guys because some of them were really contested shots, too. I mean, Jalen had a hand up on number 12 two or three times. He still put them in. So, I mean, they did a really good job, and we stuck to the game plan. Offensively, we did do a better job in the fourth quarter, kind of slowing down and taking care of the ball and trying to get something good. So I was pleased with that aspect of the game, too.
So let's talk about the defense. When they're shooting the lights out from the perimeter, but you stick to the game plan, right? I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
Well, we ended up face guarding 23. He hit a couple, two or three tough shots. So Coach Thompson said, is there any way we should be thinking about doing that? I'm like, yeah, let's just do it now. So we face guarded him. Well, next thing you know, a couple other guys start knocking him down. But we still wanted to make sure they weren't getting loose going to the rim, because that's when you get your and-ones, you get in foul trouble, the game slows down, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, I know the game got down to four, I believe.
Yeah, there. Twice.
Twice, and I wasn't really nervous at that point in time, because in my mind I'm thinking they're not going to make all these shots all night long. And I think they got a little bit tired towards the end of the game, and it worked out.
Well, how about, I mean, it's one thing for an adult, somebody who's been around the game for a long time, to not get too nervous about it. How'd you keep the kids poised, especially with the lack of varsity experience you're playing with?
They've been around me enough. They're starting to mold into what I am kind of and what I think. So, I mean, they did do a pretty good job of doing that, kind of lead by example type scenario. Kind of like we were talking about with Jalen and Eric earlier in the pregame. I mean, show calm and coolness, and everything will follow suit.
You had to take a couple of timeouts, and I thought your timeouts today, especially in the third period and then in the second period when things were getting away a little bit, were really good. What do you talk to a young ball club there about in those kind of timeouts?
Well, I know going into the fourth quarter, I mean, I looked up the scoreboard. We were up six, I think, going into the fourth quarter. And I looked at them all, and I said, guys, if I would have told you before the game started we were going to be up six going into the fourth quarter, we would have took it, right? And they're like, well, yeah. I'm like, well, we're winning by six, so let's just go out and finish this game off. And we did a pretty good job extending that lead to about 10, 11, 12 there with about 2, 3, 4 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say we never looked back, but the patience and the poise offensively kind of showed towards the end. So, I mean, very pleased, very, very pleased.
I asked you in the pregame, if you remember, it seems like a long time ago.
It was
now.
A long time ago.
But I said, you know, outside of a victory, we're talking in the postgame about a victory. What is it that that you liked? And you talked about primarily the effort and the ability to just get out there and go after people.
Yeah, and the effort was good. We've been focusing a lot on getting up and down the court and just running, running, running. With these sophomores, that's what they're really good at. They're really good in the open court. They're really good at running. And it helps that Jalen's really good at the same thing. And then Eric can just kind of, he can kind of play however style you want to play. And so we tried to get up and down as much as possible. And I told them, I'm like, they will get tired. At halftime, I'm like, they'll eventually get tired. And we are going to end up winning at the end, because we have already talked about being in probably better shape this year than we have the last couple years. Not by a lot, but enough to make a difference.
So how do you handle the next couple of days here? It's rare not
you
to
took
be
my question. That's
on,
what I was going to ask.
Usually
you.
It's a Wednesday night game. Now you've actually got an extra day in there before you play twice.
Well, we're going to go early in the morning, a little light practice, and then come on in on Thanksgiving morning for a little shoot around, and then roll on Friday. So, I mean, we should be well rested. We got 2 days off, and we're not going to overly work them the next 2 days. Just get some shooting up. Our free throws, I don't know what our percentage was tonight from the free throw line. But
22 out of 29.
Yeah.
75%. All you had to do is get rid of Reynolds. Just send him on the way and get the shot doctor in, right?
That's true, but I don't know if they would have got all those easy shots with him here. But we did make a bunch of free throws, and that was something else we talked about after the game was over. With poise, concentration, and maturity. I think we talked about maturity before. I mean, everything, we had ups, we had downs tonight, but at the end, everything worked out.
Again, congratulations.
I am just pleased this punch
yep.
for you.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Proud
Thank
of you,
you
and just happy for you in all ways.
I appreciate it.
Now go enjoy talking to some other media. Again, Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 73-62. They're 1-0 for head coach Ryan Hart. We'll take a break on the post game. Come back and have a run through the individual scoring. It we'll give you that stuff to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you gotta do it before January 1st. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
Get clues as to which numbered present on our game board has the prize you want to win all wrapped up. Sign up at WGIL.com to receive weekly emails that'll help you play Pick a Present on WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin in the season opener. Let's run through the rest of our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Individual scoring, Sacred Heart Griffin had two players in double figures. Kyle Ingram was one of them, 14, nine of those in the second half on 3-for-4 shooting from three-point range. Noah Newton was the other one. He scored in one quarter. That was the third quarter when he knocked down 4 3-pointers.
The basket looked as big as the ocean.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, just incredible. The Cyclones were 8 out of 8 from three-point range in the third quarter alone, and 11 out of 14 in the second half to engineer that almost complete comeback. But again, the Silver Streaks never let them get closer than four on a couple of different occasions, ended up winning it by 11. So those two players in double figures for the Cyclones. Sam Antonacci had 8. Andrew Schluter fouled out of the game with 7. Isaiah Thompson with 6. Jake Hamilton, 5. Zach Hawkinson off the bench finished with 4. Reed Taylor had 3. Jack Toma, 2. And Henry Salvo had 1. For the Silver Streaks, a double-double to open the season for Jalen McCants. He had 12 of those last season. He starts off with a career-high 33, along with 10 rebounds. And at the free throw line, we talk about the Streaks shooting so well from the free throw line as a team. How about Jalen at, oh, see, now I lost track, 12 out of 14 from the free throw line, 12 of his 33 points from the line. Take that anytime.
And those statistics by both Eric and Jalen from the foul line are big in my mind.
Eric was 7 out of 8.
Those things are going to be a critical force down the line in tight ball games,
yep,
in big ball games.
Eric missed his first free throw, then made the next 7 that he shot in the game, finished with 22 points and 6 rebounds. Dalen Ellington off the bench had 7. Those were important points in the first half when the Silver Streaks were building that 21-point lead. Riley Milan had 6. Dre Egypciaco, 4. Alex Egypciaco had 1. DeMarco Harden, Jeremiah Babers played and did not score. And I guess that's it. Seems like Silver Streaks got more guys in, but that was really it. They went 8 deep tonight and won at 73-62. Final timeout. Give you our day's auto body crunch time player of the game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the schiff has hit the fan.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
73-62, the Silver Streaks hold off Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin against a 21-point first half lead. Got down to 4 in the third and beginning of the fourth quarters, but the Silver Streaks prevailed by 11. Time now for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Steve Cheeseman, I guess I don't want to go with the obvious here, but...
No, and you know, we talk about the definition as being able to contribute or do something at a critical time of the game. And I think that we have our our winner, so to speak, with that, and also having, you know, the total best game
for sure
of all the players tonight, and that would be Jalen McCants. And Jalen made a couple of key plays, both defensively and offensively, at times in the game, both in the second period and into the third period late, or early into the fourth period, where, again, we were struggling a little bit, and the Cyclones were getting back into the ball game and knocking on the door, and he came up with a key rebound, an important set of free throws, got to the basket and scored, got a big steal, all of those kinds of things that are necessary to keep us moving in the right direction and not let them get way too close for comfort.
He had 10 rebounds in the game, and you know, there for a while I kind of felt like, you know, it's, he hasn't been getting as many rebounds in this game as he usually does. But, you know, out of those 10 rebounds, he had 4 of them in the fourth quarter.
And he works awfully, awfully hard.
Constantly.
He plays hard on both ends of the floor. And he plays an 84-foot game. I mean, he's not one of those that it's jogging back and forth or whatever. He's on the go, and his motor is running, and it's a high motor throughout the 32 minutes of a high school basketball game.
Had that big block down here inside the lane, too, there. Early in the fourth quarter, too, when the Streaks just were starting to reassert control in that game, which they went at 73-62.
And Brad, they both played, Eric and him played really, really well with potential foul trouble, which they didn't do last year. So that's growth there.
So the Streaks start the season 1-0. Again, they've got 2 games on Friday, so nothing tomorrow, nothing Thursday. You heard Coach Hart talk about a little kind of light practice that they'll walk through, but no games again until Friday when the Streaks will play twice. First game will be around 11:30. There's one game before that, so 11:30 is a ballpark
time. Should
be
close, yes.
Yeah, shouldn't be too far off of that. So the action at 10 o'clock here at Thiel Gym Friday starts with this Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin team against Chicago Wells, and the Streaks will play Madison at 11:30, and then they'll play the last game of the day, scheduled for 6 o'clock. There's, in that second session, there's games at 3 and 4:30, so 6 o'clock the target time when the Streaks will take on Chicago Wells. Meanwhile, the Galesburg girls, tough action up at Geneseo. Man, did they battle, and took the 5-0 Maple Leafs to overtime in that Western Big Six Conference game, and ended up falling by 3, 54-51.
Stealing one on the road there would have been big against a 5-0 club to start the conference season.
Boy, if that's any indication of what's ahead in this expanded Western Big Six on the girls' side, whew, every game is going to be a battle. And Moline was playing Rock Island. It's unusual to see Rock Island at 0-2 on the girls' side, as they've lost 2 overtime games heading into that battle with the Maroons tonight. So tough loss for Coach Evan Massey's team, but again, that's an indicator of some pretty darn good things to come from his club as well. They'll be in action here at Thiel Gym on Saturday around the Hall of Fame ceremony. So the girls will play Pontiac, we'll have the Hall of Fame ceremony, and then the boys' game to wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament against Champaign Central. That's on Saturday night. So chance to come out and watch Coach Evan Massey's team as well as part of the holiday festivities here at Thiel Gym. Partner, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It was a great start, and enjoy it as always working with the superstar pro you are. So we'll get rested up and try not to eat too much and get after it here again on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, no, I'm eating too much. I have no problem with that.
I will do the same.
We'll see you Friday.
Okay.
Thanks to broadcast engineer Brian Prescott as well. 73-62 the final. The Streaks victorious here tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll see you back here Friday from John Thiel Gym. Have a great couple of days for the holiday. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.